Welcome to the AI on Action podcast, the show where we break down the hype and highlight the practical benefits of data science, machine learning and artificial intelligence on our everyday lives. Subscribe to the podcast, check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud and any Android podcast of choice. Hello and welcome to another episode of AI in Action. My guest today is Niamh Bushnell. Niamh is the founder and CEO of Tech Ireland. Tech Ireland are mapping and tracking all product innovation by offering a free-to-use public search engine of all Irish startups, tech companies, multinationals and investors, which will help attract more talent, more funding and more attention to Ireland as a great location to start and scale an innovation company. I'm delighted to welcome Niamh to the show, and over the course of this episode, we're going to discuss her background in loving the business side of technology, what inspired her to set up Tech Ireland, and how they went about tracking and collecting the data they needed to set up the Tech Ireland search engine. Later, Niamh will tell us the importance of engagement and feedback with their clients to keep the systems up to date, and we'll discover what's in store for Tech Ireland in the near future, including the addition of 40 new community hubs to their search engine. Hope you enjoyed today's episode with Niamh, so let's get right into it. Hi Niamh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Tell me a little bit about your own personal background before we get stuck into Tech Ireland.
Well, I'm back in Ireland 4 years almost now, having lived in the States for 16 years in New York. And before that, I was here working in a couple of different companies, all in the tech space. So I guess I've been in technology all of my career, not as a technologist myself, but as a on the business side of technology. And, you know, travel has been a big part of who I am and what I believe in. And obviously technology is what drives me, and I feel like the business of technology is a really creative business and I love being in it.
It's really good. So how did Tech Ireland get started?
Tech Ireland got started when I came back to Dublin. I took up a role called the Dublin Commissioner for Startups, and that role was really to tell a story of Dublin as a tech city internationally. So I found myself pitching Ireland and pitching Dublin specifically and telling stories about Dublin in the media, at conferences, really mostly in Europe, but also in the States. And all the time I realized that I didn't have data to back up the nice anecdotal stories that I was telling about Ireland. And it really caught me off guard. One time I was doing an interview with the Financial Times, and the interviewer, the journalist, was saying, well, Niamh, it sounds like a great story, and, you know, Dublin is a great fintech city, and, you know, you're saying it's the second capital of fintech in Europe after London. That sounds great. Now, you know, what's the data to support that? For example, you know, can you give me a list of, you know, 5 fintech companies who've raised over 5 million in the last year? You know, and all of a sudden, I was like, no, I can't, but I can get back to you with that, because I knew the data was available, but it wasn't something that would have been at my fingertips. Even in the commissioner role, I didn't have access to that data. So if I didn't have it, it certainly wasn't available online, and it certainly wasn't available to people at large. So I decided that we needed to do something about it. I wasn't sure what could be or should be done. And then in September 2016, on a trip to Tel Aviv, I met Startup Nation Central, which is a nonprofit in Tel Aviv that does exactly what Tech Ireland does. And I was inspired by that model to set up Tech Ireland here, and in our own way, obviously using our own data, building our own technology, tell the story in a data-driven way of what is innovation in Ireland, in startups, in multinationals, in hubs, in investment, so that we had the data to back up the great anecdotes and the great storytelling that we're able to tell about Ireland.
You tell that story so vividly. I can actually just picture you there
cringing.
At that moment. I can just picture it. I'm cringing with you. And it's so important to have some type of data just to back it up, because it makes people just feel so much better as well.
Yeah.
So if you look at anything that's sold within the business, the statistics are so important to kind of go through the fluff. It's so important for everybody as well. So how did you go about that journey of gathering that information? I just get this image of Alice in Wonderland, rabbit hole. How did it start? What did you do? How do you do it?
That was exactly it. You know, like any project, you try not to become overwhelmed by the enormity of it and the complexity of it, and you just take it step by step, and you make your mistakes step by step too. You know, mistake by mistake, you get through. So we started the project, the first iteration of Tech Ireland came out in July 2016, you know, it was, I think we were tracking 300 or 400 Irish companies, a couple of multinationals. So we set up the platform. We did what we knew we needed from a technology perspective to have a basic prototype, and we started gathering the data. You know, one of the key principles and philosophies behind Tech Ireland is that it's not crowdsourced information. So we're not reliant on industry, whether it's startups or multinationals or other, to update the database. We updated ourselves using public sources to track and update companies and then engage with them and share their profiles back with them, saying, this is what you look like publicly. Correct it where there is information out there in the public domain that's incorrect. And, you know, and if you like, keep your profile up to date, but we will keep your profile up to date whether or not you ever touch it. So that's a kind of a guiding principle, yeah. Is that we take ownership of the data structure, the data updating process, the pyramid of priority destinations we go to for each piece of data, because we're tracking employee numbers and funding and founders and year established and target markets and stage of product and stage of company and all of these different 30 plus fields per Irish startup per company. And there's different places that are more accurate than others for each of those pieces of data. So the mistakes were made getting data about employees, for example, from places like LinkedIn was one of the mistakes that we made that we learned very early on. You do not rely on something like LinkedIn for employee data. That is data you go to websites of the companies, you engage with the companies directly. So that's just an example, but we learned from every mistake that we made, and to the extent that we ended up, as of last October, every single data point that we have that we're showing publicly on a profile for a company or for a multinational on Tech Ireland has in the admin area a source. So, and the source is either company website, an email that we got from somebody, a news article that we were sent, CRO data. So any piece of data that we're showing, we can validate and substantiate back to the actual piece of data.
So I'm kind of, my head is running here to ask you these questions. So how many pieces of data are you feeding into your models? And obviously this is big data because it's structured and unstructured, and yep. You've mentioned emails, you've got websites, you've probably got sentiment analysis in there maybe as well, where people are kind of liking it or kind of acknowledging it.
Not yet. Don't have sentiment analysis yet. No, it's quite flat.
Right.
Yeah, it is. We do have structured and unstructured data.
Yeah.
And a lot of the unstructured data is on the back end. So right. When we talk to companies, we gather a lot of information from them. When we read articles, we make comments, our data managers comment on the articles in the paper that we're linking to, for example, because press is another field that we track.
Yeah.
And we also allow companies who do engage, and about 40% of companies we're tracking do manage their own profiles on Tech Ireland to some extent. Again, we will always update them, but they put in news about their companies, maybe if they're traveling to an event or if they have a new video that they want to put on the site. They'll update that kind of information themselves. And they will also fill in fields like what we're looking for in terms of job recruitment or funding or that kind of thing. So there is unstructured data in there. The vast majority of what's on the public end of Tech Ireland is structured data. And we track over 30 fields per company. And it's the same for every startup. So as I said, it's all of the fields I kind of spoke about earlier. It's basic information about who the founders are, year established, the funding, and every single round of funding is tracked, date, investors, how much. We track overseas offices, target markets, product life cycle, and there's a bunch of other fields in there that we track about companies when they were last updated by us, whether they're active or inactive, what stage the company is at, whether they've bought other companies, whether they were acquired, who acquired them. So you can imagine, you know, it, as a company grows or declines, there's data that we're collecting on them.
Because the great thing is that when you're on this site, the look and feel of it is just incredible. It's so clean, crisp, it's very simple to use. You could see that the user was at the total forefront of your mind when you're actually driving it, which is great. You can also see that customers or companies are really engaged in it. They're really actually updating their own details, adding extra, because they know it's a shop window as well, which is really, really good. Has anybody asked you recently some really good questions that have got you thinking about what you're doing, how you're doing it? Could you do it in a slightly different way that got you thinking beforehand?
Always, always people are feeding back to us about ideas for data, our content, our connections we should be making, our information that we should be including more generally on Tech Ireland that's not specific to a company or a multinational or an investor. At the moment, we've just finished a data sprint. We call week long, they could be 2 days long, they could be 2 weeks long, but we do data sprints. So our four data managers will, as a team, be focused on updating an area of Tech Ireland that's either something that just is timely to update or that a client has asked us for updated data on. So we do these data sprints, and most recently in the last week the data sprint has been around hubs. So we've looked at the 120 or so hubs that we were tracking in Ireland. We've added I think 40 new hubs to Tech Ireland that we weren't tracking before, including all of the institutes of technology. And now we're trying to understand what is the data that people want to know about hubs that we're not currently tracking. We're telling the story of the companies that are in the hubs that are product innovation companies. We're telling the story of whether the hubs are accelerators or incubators, whether they provide funding. You know, we're showing videos of the hubs, but what are the other stories of the hubs that we should be telling, that if you're international talent or if you're an international VC or if you're an international company, FDI, that's thinking about moving to Ireland, what is the story of that hub that you want to know that will help you to decide to move to Waterford or Kilkenny or Galway or Limerick or Dublin or wherever it is? So the sprints always prompt us. Clients always say, have you got X? And then we, you know, tell them what we have. They're generally looking for one or two more elements that we don't have. We do a data sprint, we update, we feedback, and then they ask us for more information. It becomes this kind of, you know, virtuous and sometimes vicious cycle of looking for data and feeding back data.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I really like the idea of the data sprints and kind of getting the community involved and giving you all that information. Because I think I was saying to you off air, everyone wants you to do well, so everyone wants to kind of really add to this as well, which really helps. And the hubs are actually coming along. It's just a wealth of information.
They're particularly important in the regions, the hubs. The idea that there is even like a physical manifestation of innovation in a town is very important, and data can really add a lot to that. I mean, we can show, you know, who is in the surrounding area. So there's the hub, and then there's who all is there in terms of multinationals and startups and investors. You know, what serial entrepreneurs happen to be from Skibbereen, you know, or from Castle Island, County Kerry. You know, we haven't quite gotten to that level, and that's another thing we do want to get to, is down to the people level of regional environments, to the extent that they want to be publicly acknowledged or recognized. But even if we don't do it publicly and just show them kind of anonymously and have that data in the background, it's really helpful for clients to know that that's the richness that's feeding into a community, and that's why that community is valuable as a place to locate or as a place to engage with. Or, you know, there's so many stories I feel like that aren't being told outside of Dublin and in Dublin too, but data helps to make those stories real and digestible in 30 seconds.
Yeah, and that's the whole story with the podcast, is actually getting the applications, the insights and day-to-day of how it actually applies to business, but also changing people's lives that they sometimes forget about or take for granted or don't even look at it in that particular way. So tell me a little bit about the journey that you're now looking to go on as well. And because I'm guessing you're not going to sit back on your laurels. What's the future?
Still looking for the laurels to sit back on. The full circle is that you start with anecdotes and no data, and then you move to get the data, and then you go full circle back to using that data as a foundation for better anecdotes. So that's where we're going now in terms of qualitative data, qualitative insights, I should say, from companies about who their leadership is and where they're traveling to and what thought leadership they have, what blog posts and content are they developing that is really, you know, high-end and impactful in the markets that they're in. And trying to, as I say, lift into that area where we're doing very interesting and insightful content that's backed up by really good data. We want to really become data and insights that are community driven. So, you know, up until recently, we were even talking about ourselves as tracking X number of companies and tracking X number. So, you know, now we talk about the community that we are involved in is 1,800 plus companies, 350 plus multinationals. So we see the data as empowering a community, and we see us empowering a community of individuals and companies to discover and connect with Irish innovation. So anything we can do, and most of the good ideas that we've employed have come from other people, not ourselves, right? So anything that we can do to improve that education, discovery, connection, value proposition that we put out there is a non-profit we want to know about.
I think it's just a compelling vision and mission, and it is community driven, and I think when you say it like that, everyone's in it together, which is really nice because it is that kind of bigger ecosystem, and what you're doing is kind of bringing it all in one place, which is really nice thing to have. Niamh, thank you very much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a million, Mark.
That's all for this episode of AI in Action. Hope you really enjoyed it. If you'd like to stay updated with all the latest podcasts, then please head over to the website aiinaction.ie and subscribe to the newsletter to get the podcast delivered straight to your inbox. Finally, I'd like to take the time to let you know about the AI Awards. We're now looking for applications from academia and industry professionals to apply. Set up in 2018, the AI Awards are a not-for-profit business, community-led initiative that was set up to celebrate the best in artificial intelligence and data science in Ireland. Our focus is to support the AI community by recognising the hard work and dedication of those working in the field of AI, data science and machine learning. We see this as a fantastic opportunity to showcase your work and skills to the AI community on the island of Ireland, and also help raise the profile of Ireland as a destination for AI investment. Winning an award brings industry-wide recognition, raises your company profile, and increases awareness of your brand and product. Applications take only a couple of minutes, so go ahead, apply today at www.aiawards.ie. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again next week.